came, when Jesus came to the earth, became a man, he spoke, right, to us, to all the disciples. But then he didn't stop there, right? Jesus died, resurrected, ascended. But he continued to speak, right, through the disciples. Right, in Acts we see, actually Acts, when we come to Acts, we may see there, you know, first came down the Spirit, that the disciple was praying, and then there is the Pentecost. But it's actually really a history of God speaking, right? Amen. God actually speaks, you know, through, you know, his move. God actually speaks, right? We see that in chapter 12, his word, right? There was a record of the church was really gaining people, right? The church really multiplied. But then the concluding word was that his word, the word of the Lord, grew and multiplied, right? And continue in chapter 19, it also says, the Lord's word, right, grew mightily and prevailed. Amen. Amen. There we see, it is really, the Spirit is actually working through the word, right? Working through the ones that's cooperating with him, which at that time was the disciples. So speak through the disciples, and you see, you know, the God's kingdom multiply and grew.
Amen.
Amen. And it didn't stop there, right? We're actually the continuation of the Acts. Mm-hmm. Right? There are so many throughout the centuries, right? So many God's servants. They speak and speak, right? You know, there's... I don't know about other religions, but in Christianity, there's just a so much vast amount of publications, you can say, right? So much of these Bible expositions. And today, the Lord is actually speaking through the ministry, right? Amen. To really bring us to his heart's desire, what God wants to accomplish. Amen. Okay, let's continue. This is Acts 4:31. This is on day 2.
Amen.
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. Amen. They began to speak the word of God with boldness.
Amen.
I mentioned Acts, right? This is really a reaffirming word. You know, the disciple was filled with the Spirit, Holy Spirit, and began to speak the word of God with boldness. Amen. Let's come to... this is on day 3, 2 Corinthians 4:13. Amen. And having the same spirit of faith, according to that which is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also spoke. Speak. Amen. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Amen. Yes, in Psalms, right? That was in the Old Testament. This was the quoted portion. I believed, therefore I spoke. So there, the psalmist was speaking forth God, right? Speak for the God. But then, at this, in 2 Corinthians, Paul has this boldness, right? Paul was actually speaking, you know, in the Spirit to the churches, right? Said, therefore, we also speak, right? We also believe, therefore we also speak. He was speaking in referring to the spirit of faith. So this term is very important. I think we shall all be impressed by the spirit of faith, right?
Yes.
This whole book was talking about God's economy in faith. But there's a particular term here called the spirit of faith, right? As we were... you know, going back to a few weeks, we were all in this, heard the speaking regarding the spirit of faith, right? You know, as a as a fallen man, we don't actually have faith, right? The faith is actually, is the faith of Jesus, right? The
Amen.
Faith of the one that dispensed the faith, infused the faith into us. So, what we need to do is open to this spirit of faith. And we need to be filled with the spirit of faith so that we can speak forth God's word. Amen. And let's turn to day 4. This is Romans 10:17. How about we read this one?
So
faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Amen. Faith comes from what?
Hearing.
Amen. And hearing through the word of Christ. Hallelujah. This is give us such a clear right answer here. And sometimes we may wonder, where is my faith coming from, right? And sometimes the you may need some unbelievers say, okay, at a certain point they may say, oh, I really wanted to believe, but I don't know how to believe. So what we need to tell them is, come to the Word of God.
Amen.
Right? Just hear the Word and receive the Word. Then you will receive the faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Through the Word of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to day 5, 2 Timothy 4:2. Let's read it together.
Proclaim the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convict, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching.
Amen. So this is a charge from Apostle Paul that we need to be what? We need to proclaim the word, right? We need to let the word spread. We need to let the word multiply. Just as the days of the Acts, right? You know, we need to be the one that's cooperating with the Lord.
Amen.
He, since He is the speaking God, we are His children, right? We need to be the, what? Speaking person, right? We need to be the speaking believers. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read the last portion here. This is day 6, Ephesians 5:18-19.
Amen.
Amen. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord. Amen. How about we proclaim this thing one more time? And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and sobbing with your heart to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. This is again Apostle Paul, speak to the church, right? Actually, it's the Spirit speak through him. Amen. That we need to not be drunk with wine, right? I mean, it could be physical wine. It could also be non-physical, right? Anything that of the world that causes us to be drunk, to be indulged in, to be captured, right? To be imprisoned, we would say, right? Amen. But what? We need to be filled in spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Always come to the Word, right? Always pray unceasingly that we can be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
And we can be filled with His speaking. Then we can overflow, right? So here, when we're actually, we need to be drunk in the Spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just if you look at the parallelism here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Like, we'll be so infused, so enjoying the Spirit, right?
Yeah.
That we can be soaked, and then we'll just spontaneously, with outflow, the speaking, right? And a lot of times, I don't know, including myself, sometimes we may feel, coming to the Lord's Day, the prophesy meeting, we feel like, okay, I should speak, right? I should stand up. But sometimes I feel like, okay, I don't know what to speak, right? That means I'm not being filled enough, right? If I'm filled enough, I'm so enjoying, if I'm bubbling joyful, then spontaneously we'd actually would, right, overflow Him.
Amen.
Amen. Even just say stand up, say hallelujah, saints, right? Something really short, right? You know, we just overflow our joy and, giving a testimony, right? All this is for, really for building up. You know, you see, it's so important for our Christians, really to speak, right? I think I probably don't need to really spend time and go over the outline because, the verses that we read is pretty much speaks out the outline, right? Amen. So, yeah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There was just one point I wanted to bring out to the to brothers and sisters, is that I was enjoying this part talking about that we need to really enjoy the Word every day, right? Like in the morning, we come to the Word, we pray, read the Word, and actually we have this morning revival book. This is really for us to be filled with the speaking, right? And then throughout the day, you know, we can keep ourselves in the unceasingly pray and also chew the cud, right? You know, the Word that we have read or some new words that we read. I mean, recently some of the saints were participating in this vital living exercise. And, it's very enjoying and also supplying, because whenever saints, throughout the days, some saints will post something that they enjoy, and some saints will initiate a prayer, write some, you know, or some fellowship. And this really keeps our spirit strong, you know.
Amen.
Whenever we come to, so this really give us this, another proof that, you know, God's word is really, effectual, right? It is really powerful, give us strength. I just want to point out the one that's some practical points, especially in terms of speaking in the prophesying meeting, like the, you know, format today. This is like brought up by Brother Ricky, you know, at the end of his message sharing. So the first point is just something very practical, you know. First thing is that we need to practice, right? Especially we need to practice like the spiritual terms, spiritual sentences, right? We need to like utter those. And Brother Lee had an example. I mean, when he was young, he actually had this calling from the Lord, that he needs to speak for the Lord. But he said every time he stand up and speak, he would actually blush, you know. He was like a kind of a shy, right? So then he actually, you know, went on and practiced speaking. He would actually go to the sea, by the sea, and, you know, speaking through the waves, you know. And he would, like, watch over his tone, not too fast, not too slow, right? That kind of thing. So first thing is we really need to learn, exercise how to speak, right? Especially the spiritual sentences and tones. And then we need to speak with boldness, right? We need to be filled with the Spirit. Inwardly and outwardly, right?
Amen.
And really to exercise the spirit of faith when we speak, right? Amen. We speak because we believe, right? Therefore we speak. Amen. And then the third is to deal with sins, right? This is really in 1 Timothy 1:5, it says faith with a clear conscience, right? We need to exercise a clear conscience. So if the conscience reminds of something that is seen before the Lord or before man, we need to just come and before the Lord and confess and ask the Lord to cleanse us, right? And the next one is preparation and equipping, right? We need to be equipped with the Word of God. So daily we need to really come to the Word, right? Of course we enjoy through the Word, but we also with the intention that not only that I enjoy, I also need to bring saints to enjoy. I want to, right? So we need to be equipped. Familiar with the spiritual terminologies, right? Going to the ministry reading, life study. I mean, recently we were entering the priesthood, right? And a lot of speaking is so coincidental with what we are reading today, you know? Amen. And point five is accuracy. Right, we need to really speak with accuracy. We need to know the truth, castrate the truth, amen. And experience. Next one is, we need to experience the word. Right, so whatever we speak will not be just something on paper, something doctrinal. Right, it will be something that's coming out of our experience. And number seven is, we need to really, you know, when we speak, we need to speak with the Spirit. Right. We need to, you know, push out the word we in spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I mentioned this tone before, so that was number eight. And number nine was the proper character. We need to actually have a proper living before the Lord. So really, you see, right? You know, speaking for the Lord is something that actually trains our own being, right? That's more godly, right? So it's not just a speaking per se, but it's actually really it's allowing an opportunity for the Lord to deal with our whole being. And also number 10 is our disposition, right? Our disposition may be very wordy. Our disposition may be don't like to speak. So we need to overcome. We need to take the cross, right? So we can be a proper speaker for the Lord. And point 11 is we need to, our speaking need to be centered on Christ and the church, right? Which is God's economy. Don't be carried away with, anything that's outside of his economy. And then the last one, but I think it's probably the most important one, is our heart. The Lord needs to have, we need to have a heart, amen, right, to speak, amen, for the Lord. Amen. So we need to always seek after him, and then he'll teach us how to really speak for him. Amen. I think I'll stop here. Sorry for using too much of a time. Amen. Maybe we can open this time up for the saints to share, right? I think we can start with 3 minutes. Amen.
Amen. Amen, saints. What a rich week this has been, and how to apply this, the speaking of the Lord. Ephesians 5:18-19, do not be drunk with wine, which is dissoluteness. Be filled in spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns, in spiritual songs, singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord. In Ephesians 5:18, Paul charged us to be filled in spirit.
Amen.
As members of the body of Christ, we need to be filled in our spirit unto all the fullness of God.
Amen.
If we're filled in spirit, that which we are filled will overflow from within us, so we may share that overflow.
Amen.
Fellow saints. This has been a wonderful week with the teachings and the morning revival, and having completed the first week of vital living training. Both were discussing the same topic, which was to speak the words of the Lord.
Amen.
To share with others a spiritual overflow.
Amen.
Well, I can tell you, I am not very good at just speaking. And coming up with spiritual things I read during the week off the top of my head. Being spontaneous is very, very difficult for me. I'm not blessed with the gift of a great memory, and have difficulty recalling quickly what I've learned, which makes it very difficult for me to speak to the Lord sometimes. My thoughts go in too many directions, and I must confess I get very nervous when I get up here and I speak to the saints. I definitely know I wouldn't be good at improv. I just don't think fast enough. I'm not spontaneous. I need to put thought and effort into everything I do. But the Lord has provided me with the gift of thought and the gift of writing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This week I've begun writing my thoughts and prayers.
Amen.
It allows me to take these thoughts and put them into words and thoughtful meaning to express my enjoyment to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord provides me with strength every day. I pray to him every morning during my walk. And I listen to hymns and read some vital living studies and share morning revival with Brother Minjing after my walk. This starts my day off and provides me with spiritual and physical strength to meet each and every day.
Amen. Amen.
The Spirit is life.
Amen.
Speaking the Word is life.
Amen.
One thing shared this week is that there is not any right way to speak to the Lord. As long as we are speaking in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
As Paul charged Timothy to be ready in season and out of season.
Amen.
To proclaim the word, we must also prepare ourselves and be ready.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
In order to proclaim the word, we need to practice speaking.
Amen.
Amen.
And for me, I may continue to write my thoughts and prayers each week instead of trying to recall what I have enjoyed from the top of my head. And I pray over time this will get easier for me.
Amen.
Amen.
But I encourage any saints that have difficulty speaking as I do to try the same or find what works for you.
Amen.
Speak the Lord.
Amen.
As it said in Romans 17, so faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the words of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We want to grow in faith, and we want to hear everyone's enjoyment. In your overflow, each and every week, we would love for you to share with us.
Amen.
So praise the Lord's name.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
While everybody's waiting and getting prepared, I just wanted to share in day four, I was very touched in the beginning. It says, speaking by the spirit of faith in our practical life is a great crucial point. This very particular expression is used only once in the entire Bible. The spirit of faith definition is a mingling of Holy Spirit with our spirit.
Amen.
The phrase spirit of faith places the spirit in opposition of faith to faith. Faith is of the spirit. Therefore, the spirit of faith is faith. Our faith is just the mingled spirit. Saints are really touched by this, that, you know, the spirit of faith is the mingling of the Holy Spirit with our spirit.
Amen.
This is most important when we speak. So when we speak to new ones, we must be fully connected with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Connected with the Spirit.
Amen.
Because I've been there many times. When you preach the gospel to new ones, you know, start out arguing about the doctrine. You're not in the right realm. We have to be connected to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And then what comes out is life. Because when God speaks, He imparts life. When the Lord speaks, He imparts life.
Right.
When the Lord speaks, He imparts light. Life and light.
Amen.
So when we speak and we share to new ones on the campuses or to our colleagues at work, there must be life and light.
Amen.
Otherwise, saints, we're in the wrong realm. The second thing that touched me is at the end of that message, day four, it says, we must be revolutionized to have new meetings with everyone speaking. There should be no chairman, no one presiding. Everyone speaks everywhere, anytime, to anyone. We speak in the Holy Spirit and by the Spirit of faith. These two things, saints, is the hallmark of the Lord's recovery. One is to be, when we speak from our spirit, connected to the Holy Spirit. And the second thing is, in the meetings, you know, everyone shares their portion. There's no one saint presiding. I know, because when I was in the denomination, you go into the meeting, those meetings, only one person, the pastor, stands up, everybody is dead quiet. And at the end, everybody leaves and nobody speaks except with the pastor. There's no pastor here, saints. You need to exercise your portion, so when you come to the meeting, you speak to strengthen all of us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm looking at Sherilyn, Sister Sherilyn, and Sister Caitlin. Because I know them when they were very little. In fact, I know them when they were babies. So, now you're in college. Let's hear your portion. Amen.
Practice. Prophesy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I believe.
Amen.
Follow me. Therefore,
I speak. I speak.
We speak. Amen. This week I really have lots of experience, but you know, yes, encouraged by Brother Paul, you need to stand up and get ready to speak.
Amen.
Really appreciate on Tuesday, and also I echo that part that our God give us two wonderful gifts. He created two features, I think. Yeah. One is spirit. Yes. One is
ability.
Amen. Right. There, the two parts inside of us. We can speak today, but what we speak matters, right? Today, after I read this, there's something unhappy happened and because of my wrong speaking, probably. But so I'm kind of frustrated. I asked Joshua, I said, how can you help mom? And Joshua said, mom, don't overwork yourself. You do lots of things and you worry a lot too. I was very much helped at that moment. Because he speaks into my heart. I cannot even go to the prayer meeting with the, you know, exercise my spirit. And after he shared that part and some more speakings with me, and I just feel like my heart, my spirit is enlightened again. Because I worry, yes I do, I worry a lot. Every day our journey starts from, I mean, between our speaking, our mouth and our spirit. But there's something else always interrupt us and trouble us, which is on my mind, my soul. So the soul oftentimes redirect me from a different direction. I have to try my best by the word of God, come back to the spirit, to fellowship with my Lord. And through the word of him and through the sense speaking, I can be redirected to the right path, to speak in the right way and to represent the Lord. What the Lord wants me to speak. Because moms at home, you know, those moms, you know, you speak a lot at home. So, I have to be very careful. But I really appreciate today we have the word. The past 3 weekends, I attend 3 memorial meetings. And each those meetings just burn my heart. And I don't know what to say. I sometimes went back to watch it again, especially the past one, the Benson Philip the third. At the end, he gave a conclusion. He speak from the Lord to the 4 categories: the first generation, the second generation, the third generation, and those who are not meet in the church life. I asked the Lord, Lord, what's the burden from you to me for these 4 categories? Where you want to put me to at least pray according to your heart's desire. How do I speak to represent you, to dispense life to others who has a need at that time? So I know I need to be filled and reconstituted by the truth of the word of God, the truth of the Lord's recovery revealed to us all today. So, and the training gives me also strength to be with all the young ones, the little ones. So everything for us is ready, provided by the Lord. I just need to constantly come to the Lord and ask mercy and grace from him to strengthen me every day to finish this wonderful journey, how to speak, how to contact, how to use the spirit of faith to move on every day. I don't know. I may be too much, but the burden is every generation, no matter how old we are and how young we are, we have a burden from the Lord. The first generation, we can pray, even though we are incapable, sometimes our health has conditions, but the most powerful ministry is to pray. Amen. And the second generation, we need to be ready to take the baton, to have a heart for the Lord's coming back. Amen. The third generation, prepare yourself. You stay here and try your best and arrange your time to go to the training to be perfected. And those who are not yet still not meet with us now, we need to pray for them. Amen. To come back to their church life. The Lord wants them to be back, to be built up together for his return.
Amen.
After 68, she just mentioned about the day 3, the verse, and having the same spirit of faith. Amen. Having the same spirit of faith, according to that which is written, I believe, therefore, I spoke. He used the verb for believe, the same the Greek word, that, you know, the pistis and the pistero, is the believe, is the faith, the verb. Okay? He said, I believe, therefore I spoke. Next one, very important. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Hallelujah! Not only one. We also believe, therefore we also speak. That was really touched me during the day three. I give a right to the radiation. We make a lot of appointments. We make agreements. I will call you, you will call me. We never work out. He's too busy during the work. Now I was busy for this, something else. But this time, during these 1 month, wow. I have no choice. She just, I think God prepared this opportunity for us. Two old, broken brother sit together. I drive. He read the morning revival. Well, force me. I cannot get out. I cannot complain anything else. He said, we also believe, therefore we also speak. Hallelujah. We also. Wow, that's so sweet. Not only Paul, not only Apostle Paul. We can. We also. Wow. That day, verse, there's three. Also, the other one is the first one. I don't want to repeat it. That also, we feel like, wow. Not only Paul, we also believe. Not only those brothers. We can do. I just appreciate that what after the Brother Ming-Jing shared, then Paul stand up. I know they have a good morning revival. They have a companion. You know? They have not only the yin, the husband and wife, they have a companion. You see, right now, the new semester, new season, we have a burden. We always regret the things pass away. But this year, they give us a lot of opportunity. We need to find those newcomer, new student, build up our morning revival. What do you think? Oh, we say, well, why we lost? You lost the companion. You lost the, we have a morning revival, that opportunity. Amen? We also, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our God is a speaking God.
Amen.
And we should be speaking people. And when Brother Paul was sharing, I feel, you know, he is talking about me. not many of us really know how to speak. I have to say, many of us really don't know how to speak. Even in the human realm. I am a very shy person from my childhood. I don't like to speak. But even we can speak humanly, it's very difficult for us to speak God, the Word of God.
Right.
But if we see what is God's heart desire, how we can, God's people can fulfill God's economy, is we need to become speaking people. Not speak something else, is to speak the Word of God. And Sister Irene shared, here we don't have a pastor. Right? Last Friday, we are talking about the Lord's recovery in the small group. And we know in the you know, 500 years ago, Martin Luther started a recovery, right? And one thing, actually, he want to recover, I don't know whether this is, you know, is universal priesthood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But although this doctrine have been recovered to share to all the Christians, but in practicality, there's no way to go on. Still, among children of God, this universal priesthood is just a doctrine. There's no reality, no practicality. Even we mentioned more than 100 years ago, among the brethren, right? Among the especially Christmas brethren, they also see that, and they are trying to carry this out. But it's also the advance in practicality is very limited. But the Lord won't stop there, you know. Today, the Lord among us, He's trying to continue this, you know, the real universal priesthood. And this, right now we are enter into the book, the priesthood. And, you know, maybe 5-6 years ago I read that book. But this time when I read again, I think I really feel a lot of point I never saw before. For example, it said, priesthood among children of God, there are three main ministry, right? Or office, three ministry. One is priesthood. One is kingship, right? And the third one is prophethood. And the top one is the priesthood. I never registered that before when I read a few years ago. But it's true. You know, without priesthood, there's no kingship. If we want to reign in life, we need to be priest. We need to spend time, be saturated, be filled with God Himself. Then we can reign in life. How can we prophesy, speak the word of God? We need to saturate, filled with God, receive the word of God, and exercise the spirit of faith, then we can prophesy. Amen. And so, I think not many of us really, I believe, none of us, we know in our nature, know how to speak the word of God. But we are here to learn, just like a newborn babe. We can learn human words little by little. And when we become the children of God, we can learn how to speak word of God little by little.
Amen.
By exercise being a priest, spend time with Him, and spend time to receive His word and His spirit day by day, so we can prophesy, we can recover this universal priesthood among us.
Amen.
I was very surprised by Kyle sharing, because that was also what I want to say. When I heard about Paul's sharing, I also want to say that I was very shy when I was young. And also I was very quiet. Let me tell you why. Those of us, we are from, Eastern countries. I think we all learn this, you know, from childhood. I learned that silence is gold. So, you know, like in the classroom, when we went to the classroom, we always need to be quiet and respect to that person, just like, you know, Sister Irene shared, the teacher, to speak. And I still remember, you know, like sometimes I was naughty and I said something in the class, and my teacher would get very upset. So when I thought about the church in the beginning, I was like, okay, church preachers are like school teachers, okay? So we just need to respect and we just need to keep quiet. And I remember when I first attended a church meeting, I was shocked because I saw my brother speaking. It was very different because I spoke to my brother every day, obviously. But, you know, he was just very different. It's actually not because of his voice, loudness, or it was like something I cannot explain. And then after the meeting, a sister, I was really like traumatized, because she told me, she said, "King, let's exercise our spirit." And I was like, I heard of ghosts. I never heard of spirit. what is spirit? But then, you know, I think that for those of us, we attended the church meetings, we can see the difference. We can feel the difference. Even sometimes we don't know why. This week I was very touched by the outline. I think there are three great points, actually. The first one talks about God. And the second one, in my opinion, I think it talks about Paul. Not our dear brother Paul, it's the Paul in the Bible. Yeah, and the third point is about us. So God is the speaking God. Paul was a speaking person. And we are also a speaking people.
Yeah.
And I think just like Brother Joto shared, I was also very touched by that verse, 2 Corinthians 4:13. Mm-hmm. So actually in Psalms 116, it shared about the verse already. So basically it says that we believe, so we spoke, right? But here, I believe that it means that we can apply the same kind of spirit, that is the spirit of faith, that is our mingled spirit, to speak. So we can see that when Paul, when he spoke, actually, if you look at the context, when he spoke, actually, he was in a very difficult situation. If he did not exercise his spirit, his mingled spirit, he would not be able to speak at all. And also, I think in the message, it says that, you know, actually doubts are in our mind, but faith is in our spirit.
Amen.
So whenever we are in faith, we can speak. We can speak for the Lord.
Amen.
And I also want to mention one more thing, because when Paul was standing here, our dear brother Paul, now that this is not Paul in the Bible, I feel that he wrote a draft. Actually, I think that is very important. I think that, you know, that is really a good example for all of us, especially for the young people. I remember that when I first attended the Lord's Day meeting in the University of Illinois with Megan, you know, during the meeting, she stood up and speak, and I said, oh, why you did not speak when you were a young person? And she said, oh, I don't know. But now I just feel that I'm a college student. So, you know, I can also join the adult meetings. So I can also speak. But then no matter what reason it is, she exercised to speak in every meeting. So I really hope that this is also, you know, our goal. The Lord is our content. We can all speak.
Amen.
Amen. Cảm ơn Chúa. À, tôi sẽ nói tiếng Việt và tôi sẽ nói tiếng Anh thì tôi không có giỏi tiếng Anh
lắm.
Hôm qua tôi có cơ hội được tham dự cái buổi dã ngoại với lại thanh niên sinh viên.
Yesterday I joined the camping with the campus students.
Yeah. Khi mà chúng tôi cùng nhau chuẩn bị cho buổi tối á, thì mọi người đều làm những việc mà mình được phân công, như là nấu nướng rồi nướng thịt rồi chuẩn bị đồ ăn. Bầu không khí lúc đó rất là tuyệt vời.
When we prepared to cook dinner yesterday, each person did his or her job that he was assigned, like cooking or grilling the meat, and that was a wonderful atmosphere.
Yeah. Nhưng khi mà có một vài anh chị em cùng hát thánh ca thì bầu không khí lúc đó càng tuyệt vời hơn.
But when some brothers and sisters started to sing hymns, the atmosphere was even more wonderful.
Yeah. Tôi vui hưởng được những cái lời thánh ca mà anh chị em cùng nhau hát lúc đó.
I enjoyed the hymns that the brothers and sisters sang at that time.
Yeah, làm tôi nhớ đến episode đoạn 5 câu 19 rằng dùng thi thiên, thánh ca và linh khúc mà nói với nhau, hát sướng và ngâm vịnh cho Chúa bằng tấm lòng.
It reminded me of Ephesians 5:18-19.
speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and summing with your heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Vì thánh ca và linh khúc là không chỉ là sự tuôn đổ của linh mà còn cách để chúng ta được đổ đầy trong linh.
Because the hymns and spiritual songs are not just the pouring of the Spirit, but it's also how we can be filled in the Spirit.
Amen. Tôi tin rằng những anh chị em đó lúc đó là rất là vui hưởng Chúa và tuôn đổ ra làm tôi cũng được vui hưởng.
I believe that the brothers and sisters at that time were.
Khi anh em vui hưởng tuôn đổ ra.
They enjoyed the Lord and they flow out the Lord and it also made me filled with the Lord.
Amen. Cảm ơn Chúa vì tất cả chúng ta cần được đổ đầy Chúa và tuôn đổ Ngài trong đời sống cơ đốc của mình.
Thank the Lord that all of us need to be filled with the Lord and flow out Him in our daily living.
Amen. Để chúng ta phát ngôn cho Đức Chúa Trời bởi sự tuôn đổ của Linh.
So we can speak forth God in the outpour of the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And spirit of faith.
Amen.
Yes, we need to be filled.
Amen.
I just want to follow up, brother. In the outline, in the first part, when I was reading this, I was very touched in the Roman number 1, that when it speaks of God, it's a speaking God. There's a very one, there's a particular aspect of this kind of speaking God. This is actually in point C, Roman number 1. There are many aspects of God being a speaking God, right? When He speaks, the light shines. When He speaks, life is imparted. But there's one point that's dedicated just to this. It says, because God is a speaking God, when He created man in His image, He created man with the ability to speak just like Himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in God's creation, the most marvelous thing that He created was a spirit within man.
Amen.
Amen.
Was that the two things?
Yes.
And the second was that man was given the ability to speak.
That's right.
We have a spirit and we have the ability to speak.
Amen.
God being a speaking God, right, when He speaks, He imparts something into people, into man. I'm not sure if that's your experience. When God speaks to maybe some saints, our brother, when these people speak, God as faith is being infused into us.
Amen.
Realize it or not, that is the speaking that God is after today. Because that's how He speaks. When He speaks, He imparts something of Himself into us. So in the same way, we have a spirit. When we speak, we can also impart faith into others.
Amen.
We were created for this.
Amen.
We have the ability to do this.
Amen.
This is what God wants in His creation of man.
Amen.
That's how He's able to speak and spread and infuse Himself into others.
Amen.
For the building up of His body.
Amen.
But how do we do this? Anyways, I'm speaking this to myself because I also do not like speaking, right? Regardless of the ability to speak, regardless of what we know what to say, but some people just don't like to speak. But we have a spirit.
Amen.
There are two things, right? We have a spirit and the ability to speak. So speaking depends on our spirit. It doesn't depend on our ability. It doesn't depend on whether we like it or not. It doesn't depend on, you know, how much Bible verses we know, although we need to read the Word.
Right.
But when we exercise our spirit of faith,
amen,
we can speak by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
we have a spirit. And this spirit, as revealed by Paul in the epistles, is mingled with faith, which is God infused into us, right? Himself being infused into us. Mm-hmm. When we receive that, we can exercise our spirit of faith.
Amen.
So then not only God infuses himself into us, we can infuse faith into others, regardless of how we feel, regardless of what we do. You know, regardless of what has happened in the past week. We speak because we believe.
Amen.
And this is how God can infuse himself into us.
Amen.
And he wants to do that in all of us.
Amen.
So forget about, you know, our speaking, our abilities. When we come to the meetings, my burden this week, remember I prayed with the Lord, is that, Lord, fill me.
Yes.
So that I can infuse faith into others.
Amen.
Amen.
That will build up the body.
Amen.
It's not how beautiful my speech is. It's not about that.
Right.
God wants to speak so that he can infuse himself into us.
Amen.
And he needs vessels to do that.
Amen.
So we need to be filled. Day by day, we need to be filled.
Amen.
I was very convicted. Why is it that when I come to the meetings, I cannot say anything? Or maybe I want to say something, but for some reasons, something just stops me. I could not get up. You know, I couldn't. Oh, saints, we need to be filled.
Yes.
Not just on Lord's Day mornings, not just, you know, during the mornings, moment by moment. This week I appreciate the hymn. Fill me now.
Right
now.
Fill me now.
Amen. I don't feel good. Fill me now.
Amen.
How I need thee, right? Greatly I need thee.
Amen.
I am full of weakness, but fill me now.
Amen.
So that you can infuse yourself as faith into me.
Amen.
So that I may infuse you as faith into others.
Amen.
This is what God is after today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for can speak by the spirit of faith.
Amen.
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 I want to share something. Usually when we have something valuable, but we don't appreciate it until we lose it, then we know its value. So there was a dear sister, a Vietnamese sister. We have known each other for quite a while. She was quite a strong sister, and she had some serving in the church. She served the children. Yeah. And then she got married with a Vietnamese-American brother, and now she's living in America. And she has a sharing with her sister, her blood sister, that because the brother is not in the Lord's recovery, but he's in the denomination church. And she says that, now I really want to speak in the meetings, but I cannot. And she says that she misses the meetings in Vietnam where she could speak for the Lord. Amen. So, yeah, it is a real gift. When I read the morning revival, I didn't really see why speaking is said to be a gift from God to us. Why is it so precious? But when I recall the sister's story, I realize that, oh, it is a real gift.
Right.
It is a real privilege.
Yeah.
Who are we? We are no one.
Right.
We are no one.
Right.
But we are priests of God.
Amen.
And we can speak our God.
Amen.
And we can speak God into others.
Amen.
And what is our speaking? Our speaking is also like God speaking. If we are in the Spirit, God speaking shines light and imparts life.
Yes.
And our speaking is the same. Do you have the same feeling after the meetings? You go home and you recall the brothers and sisters' sharings. You feel it is so touching.
Right.
It gives you some light and some life.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I really love the brothers and sisters' sharings in the meetings.
Amen.
I love the speaking. And also, I'm also reminded by the brothers sharing that we need to be filled. Because if we are empty, we have nothing to share to others.
Right.
So we need to be filled. To what extent? To the dream and flow out.
Amen.
So it requires us to have faithful walking with Him, pursuing Him, being filled with Him, and let Him filled in us so that we have something to share.
Amen.
This is our portion throughout the week, and we bring to the table and we share with the others.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Like when we love someone, I believe that. So in human realm, I believe that the most practical way to show our love for others is to give food for other people.
Amen.
That's why we love to cook for other people, because we want them to eat good food, to have good health. Yeah. So also with spiritual food, we love each other and we share them with our speaking, our enjoyment of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And it also reminds me that we need to have to be very careful with what we eat, with what we consume in our daily life. So we have to be very careful. Yeah. I want to have a small testimony that since we moved to America, there is one thing about student life that we don't have a TV. It's quite expensive for us, but we also think, oh, we don't need it. We don't have a TV. Especially TV in a bedroom is so bad for me. So it's like we bring the world right into the bedroom. We turn on the channels, expose it to our son. No, this is a very bad idea. So I'm very careful about what I'm watching, what I receive every day. So like in our family, we only listen to one kind of music. We only listen to hymns.
Amen.
It's really touching when our dear son tells, Mom, play the song. The number is 1318. It's my favorite. He is listening to hymns. It really touches me.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to be careful with what we take in and what is what goes out from us into others. Amen.
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 Okay.
My
name.
Amen.
I believe the problem that we have sometimes, like me, is the comfort. You know, I mean, speaking, you had to be comfortable. Because I'm not shy. When it comes to the Word of God, I could just spread it out. But like when there's like a lot of crowd, you're deciding, wow, well, you've got something to say, but then you know how to say as well, but you feel comfortable, everybody staring at you, you know, and, you know, oh, what he's saying, how he's saying it, whatever. Mm-hmm. Especially with the youth, I believe they have that problem because they're active, but when it comes to a lot of people, and it's very, their parents and stuff like that, so it's very hard to let it out, you know, and I had that problem here because, like, when we finish the service or whatever, that meeting, and we go sit down and eat and went around to the guys, I come and just, you know, bring the word and stuff like that because I'm comfortable. So only way this is going to happen if we break that cover by standing and speaking,
right.
You know, and get used to it.
Amen.
And that's the way we could develop that. And because we're all here, one body, all together for the same thing,
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Says, we believe, therefore we speak.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The Lord just reminded me, He convicted me of this hymn as I was reading through the morning revival. This is 1095. Our mouth shut up defeats us and wins the devil's smile. So why not open battle and chase him all the while by sacrifice of praises and shouts of victory?
Amen.
'Twill cost us but our faces, God's chosen fools to be. The world has never helped us to shout our Savior's praise. Actually, then in the later verse, oh brothers, be not silent.
Amen.
Oh sisters, cry aloud. You know, I think the one thing, you know, we went to Chicago for, you know, 6 years. I feel like the Lord just doesn't let me go regarding my speaking because I really hate speaking. you're just too much in your mind. But praise the Lord for our spirit, our spirit of faith. Because our speaking, actually, I appreciate so many of the saints sharing. Our speaking is not related to our natural ability in a sense, right?
Yes.
Actually, our speaking is related to our spirit.
Right.
And to actually, if we're speaking solely from our mind, you know, it's good to prepare and to, obviously we need to prepare because we're not just speaking aimlessly, but
right.
If we speak without the spirit, actually we're not ministering Christ to others, right?
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can speak for Him. We can praise Him, and we can. Oh Lord Jesus, we just need to speak, even if we don't feel like it. Especially when we don't feel like it. Actually, I also just appreciated this matter of the Word. Right? We need the Word, but also just in regards to, you know, our speaking and being filled. I just feel like it's so true that if we receive something from the Lord, but then we don't speak it out, actually it kind of just stops there. Mm-hmm. It's very hard for us to continue to really enjoy the Lord more. But also, and when we speak, actually then the Lord fills us more, right? So it's really just this cycle. There's really a proper inflow and outflow. We need to speak, and we need to be filled more. And as we're speaking, actually the Lord is filling us with more to speak.
Yeah.
But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for our speaking God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we can be a speaking people.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's a pleasure to be able to join the meeting on Lord's Day. So, you know, with work, it's very hard. There's always something to do. And on top of that, there's my son, Daniel, right? And because of him, I don't have much free time anymore. And so I know Grace has shared this multiple times where, you know, because of how busy I am with work and with Daniel, we're unable to read the morning revival, unable to attend some of the home meetings sometimes. So being filled is hard with God. You know, God filling myself up with God is pretty hard. And so being able to come here and hearing your speaking fills me up. And I know Grace has mentioned this multiple times at different meetings. So I really appreciate, you know, all the sharing from everybody. And because of that, you know, I'm filled. At the beginning of the meeting, I was super tired. I was like, oh, I'm falling asleep. But then as more brothers and sisters started sharing, and I was being filled, and then I became more awake and more awake, and I was like, oh, you know, I need to stand up too, and then share my portion because I'm able to speak.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
And because of you all speaking, you know, I got, you know, I'm able to enjoy the Lord more.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I want to share the same feeling with John, because we're kind of in the same situation with a young baby and work and all these things. Actually, this morning, 7 a.m., when Brother Mingjing texted me saying, hey, Brother D, would you like to share something, like opening or concluding for the meeting? I was like, oh, probably not. Not well prepared. And I actually replied to him, I was not prepared. Could you find some other brothers? But then I have a fellowship with the Lord. I would just, since I already wake, because my daughter wake up at 6 a.m. And Lord told me, you still have 3 hours. You can prepare in that time.
Amen.
Then it come with the verse, 2 Timothy 4:2, proclaim the word. Be ready in season and all of season. I was feeling always, I was not prepared, so it was not a good season. But the word just came. So I cannot quench the spirit. I just feel, okay, I can say something. But then I feel like it's actually not me. Me can say something. It's the Lord. It's the Lord, the spirit can say something in me.
Amen.
So as all the saints share, I was very touched by saints sharing that it's not depends on our personal capability,
right.
Depends on our disposition or characterize. It really depends on how much we feel by the Spirit.
Amen.
So, you know, to some extent, to speak is not hard. Everybody can speak. But speak to God,
is not easy. Because it's no longer I. Just like Paul said, it's no longer I who live. You can say it's no longer I speak. Mm-hmm. It's the God who lives in us to speak.
Amen.
So we really need to enjoy the God to a certain extent that we can flow out, like our sisters share. That takes price. Everything takes price.
Yes.
We have to pay time. We have to sacrifice our time, right? We all have like 24/7. We all have 24 hours a day. So we have to spare some time for the Lord, for His Word, and to fellowship with Him so that we can be filled with Him.
Amen.
And more importantly, I feel like from Brother Minjin's opening, from Brother Ricky, he mentioned one important thing is our heart. Why do we want to speak for God? Because we love Him. And we treasure Him more than anything else. And also I was touched by Brother Cal speaking that we all knew. We're born by no knowledge about how to speak for God. Actually, when we regenerated, we start learning how to speak for God. You know, my daughter is 15 months. She start speaking some word now. She speaks Baba or Mama. And she speaks some nonsense. But when she speaks Baba, you know, you are so happy. So our Father, our Heavenly Father, is waiting for us to speak something to Him.
Amen.
So we have to speak something to Him first. Then we can speak for Him.
Amen.
We have, every morning we have to speak, Father, we love you.
Amen.
We come to you to enjoy your presence.
Amen.
Then our Father speaks to us. You know, it's a communication.
Mm-hmm.
So if we receive something from Him, if God really speaks something to us, how can we be silenced? Right? I remember when I first got saved, when the Lord used the verses from First Genesis talking to Abraham that do not be afraid, I am your shield. You know, that's 8 years ago. I can still remember that. When the Lord talks to you or the God speaks to you, you cannot be silent. You must speak out. So if we cannot speak to God in another way, it is actually an indicator for us that we have to come back to the Lord. Now, we are lack of His speaking. You know, this week I was really reminded, I was actually really convicted. Rare of the word is the punishment of God.
Mm.
If we don't have God's vivid speaking every day, it's actually a punishment. But with God's speaking, it's a blessing.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So it refers to the verses from Samuel, 1 Samuel. When Eli, at that time, is rare of God speaking. That's a very sad situation. Why? Because he honored his sons even than honor God. His heart is astray to God. We don't want that. Today, we want to be today's Samuel. We have God's calling, we have God speaking, and every day we can have this fresh speaking so that we can be this speaking people, not only for ourselves, but for the Lord. Because we are created for Him and with a purpose. This purpose is God's economy. That we can be His copper representation on this earth to bring Him back.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your rich speaking.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. You are the speaking God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, through your speaking, we can receive light and life.
Amen.
Lord, may your word fill your church.
Amen.
Lord, we give you this week.
Amen.
Lord, saints can all be in your word every day.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, enjoy you all as the spirit in the word.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, fill us with your word, Lord.
Amen.
That we can overflow
Amen.
Our enjoyment. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord, we give the new week to you.
Amen.
We pray for all the saints, even ourselves.
Amen.
We separate our time to enjoy your words.
Amen.
To receive your dispensation.
Amen.
Lord, and that we can exercise the spirit of faith.
Amen.
So we believe and we can speak for you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you.
Amen.
We can speak.
Amen.
Thank you. We have a spirit.
Amen.
our enjoyment.
Amen.
May we restore our enjoyment.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for ourselves and for others, Lord.
Amen.
That we are building up, moving on a little more this way.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, strengthen us.
Amen.
Thank you. We already have this spirit.
Amen.
This spirit is spirit of faith.
Amen.
This spirit is faith.
Amen.
Thank you. We have a speaking God.
Amen.
And we are your children.
Amen.
And we are speaking people.
Amen.
Our speaking will fulfill your economy.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
We are willing to learn.
Amen.
To learn to speak the word of God by exercising our spirit of faith.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. You're speaking God.
Amen.
Your words are spirit and life.
Amen.
Thank you for a new week, Lord.
Amen.
Cause us to be filled with your word.
Amen.
Again, even we just like to be one with you in your speaking.
Amen.
To learn how to speak forth your word.
Amen.
Lord, gain this more in us this week, Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And go have a quick lunch and come back for cleaning.
Amen. During the lunch, we can speak.
Yeah, continue our sharing.
Speak to one another.